A Milwaukee-based environmental policy expert is proposing a blueprint for creating a new economy. Melissa Scanlon, who directs the Center for Water Policy at UWM's School of Freshwater Sciences, lays out her vision in a new book, Prosperity in the Fossil-Free Economy. Scanlon tells WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz what has fueled her conviction that business as usual can no longer continue, and what led to her research into models that weave together financial, social, and environmental sustainability.
I have been teaching and working in environmental law for over two decades and continue to see environmental law being really weak medicine as it compares to the forces that are motivating the dominant businesses in our economy. And so that's why we keep seeing increases in the places where we shouldn't be seeing them, like greenhouse gases related to the environment and losses of biodiversity. And so that led me to a deeper exploration of what is this business model that is in conflict with our ability to maintain a planet that is livable and something where we can all thrive.
So cooperatives is the model that you're looking at.
Yeah, so what is a cooperative, perhaps? If you live in Wisconsin and love the Green Bay Packers, I think you can understand this, the concept of community ownership. So a cooperative is an entity that's created for its members to serve its members. It may have a profit motive, it may not, but that profit motive is secondary to having broader goals. So like the Green Bay Packers that are community held and can never be sold to shareholders that would take it out of this state, and it's designed to serve the community, we have cooperatives in all different sectors of the economy, and farmers in particular are very well versed in this concept of forming business structures that allow for platforms where they can cooperate with each other to reduce the cost of doing business and to serve their needs rather than some external shareholders' needs that has no stake in the outcome of what's happening with the business or the local community other than making a profit. So really I'm talking about businesses that can fully pursue what's known as the triple bottom line. So goals that are financial, social, and environmental are woven into the core purpose of the business.
You look at cooperatives in Spain and the U.S. Why Spain?
So Spain is home to the largest worker-owned cooperative in the world, Mondragon. And it was, that cooperative operates globally. So many people who are interested in this sector will go to Spain to study that particular cooperative. I was really interested in what I'm calling the second generation cooperative. So those that were inspired by Mondragon but pursued a different path. And so I selected a different region of Spain. The Valencian region of Spain was where I focused my attention. And they have an extremely robust worker-owned cooperative sector in a lot of different parts of their economy in that region. So I was able to find sustainability pathbreakers who were way out ahead of the law on environmental pursuits, social equity pursuits, and continue to make money so they can stay in business. Similarly, in the U.S., I was interviewing cooperatives that many of whom were inspired by Mondragon and used that as a way to organize the early members of their cooperatives.